Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and we've got another show for you today. We're going to be talking about the state of Jefferson, and maybe it's time to start it up again. Of course, it's never stopped. It's just kind of like
been extended. On hold.
It's been on hold a little bit, but we've got some facts and figures. We want to talk about that, but first let's go to the crew. Kelly Frosty Frost, are you rocked?
Yeah.
Are
I
you
am.
Ready?
I am.
Hey, call sign, soulmate. How you doing?
I'm ready, shooter.
You ready?
Yeah, but first, of course, we need to cover just a little, glitzy schmaltzy stuff. Well, first of all, let's talk about puppy's first time in the rain.
Oh, yeah. It runs around in circles, runs back in.
Not quite sure how to experience
the rain
on the back.
Oh, no, it knows how to do it. It runs back inside in peace.
But we're experiencing a lot of joy with just the joy of, puppy innocence.
Okay, enough of dogs.
And this is not innocent, but this is something that it's the highly anticipated Academy Awards. This is going to be the 81st annual coming up, and I'm going to do a quick list of the nominations for those of you who liked to watch and follow. Best Picture, Curious Case of Benjamin Bratt, Frost Nixon, Milk the Reader, and Slumdog Millionaire.
That Slumdog Millionaire, never heard of it, but it won all these awards here.
Well, my friends down in L.A. Who are in the business just said you've got to see The Curious Case of Benjamin Bratt and Slumdog Millionaire. Both are phenomenal films in their opinion.
Can't wait.
Just get the chip off the shoulder. Okay, the actor Richard Jenkins, but for Best Actor, The Visitor, Frank Langella, Frost Nixon, Sean Penn, Milk, Brad Pitt, The Curious Case of Benjamin.
Yeah, Sean Penn, I'll vote for him.
Mickey Rourke, The Wrestler.
Okay, now I like Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, he's a biker, that's why. Actress is Anne Hathaway in Rachel Getting Married, Angela Jolie in The Changeling, Melissa Leo, Frozen River, Meryl Streep in Doubt, Kate Winslet in The Reader. For supporting actor, Josh Brolin in Milk, Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
Okay, he was pretty good now.
Oh my gosh, Philip Seymour
Hoffman.
What do
you mean, you people?
Yeah. Philip Seymour Hoffman in Doubt.
I understand he's going to play Barack Obama in this life
and
story.
Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight and Michael Shannon in Revolutionary Road. A few more left here. Supporting actress, Amy Adams in Doubt, Penelope Cruz and Vicky Cristina Barcelona, Viola Davis in Doubt, Taraji P. Henson in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and Marisa Tomei in The Wrestler. Boy.
Kind of like her.
Great accolades there. Director is David Fincher for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Ron Howard and Frost Nixon, Gus Van Sant, Milk, Stephen Daldry, The Reader, and Danny Boyle in Slumdog Millionaire. The original score is The Curious Case of Benjamin Button by Alexander Desplat, Defiance by James Newton Howard, Milk by Danny Elfman, Slumdog Millionaire, A.R. Rahman, and Wall-E by Thomas Newman.
All right. Wow. The Academy Awards, self-licking ice cream cone. People telling each other in the industry how great they are. You know what? You want to show them, and millions of people are going to watch this thing. You know, you really want to give an award show? Why don't you have a nationwide award show on that channel with all the hoopla for our heroes that have been fighting these wars since 2001? Huh? How about, Gerald McCraney for winning a Silver Star and losing his left leg in a battle? Huh? How about those types of awards for real people instead of people that have no concept of what in the hell's going on out in the real world? Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. That was my little rant, and we've got people on the lines already who are already ranting. Join us on the other side.
Hold it. Okay, calm down now. Anyway, welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio, and Carl is a spinning. This is Linda Bott and Carl Bott. Just want to say, I'm going to say a disclaimer here.
Okay.
Because, yes, there's some lefty radical people in Hollywood and show business, but I was in the business for many, many years. I know how hard these people work. Not everybody, but in general, it's an art. And artists struggle, and they work really hard for their craft. So I just, I don't take that lightly.
Okay, well, you know, I understand it. And by the way, we have got the phone lines lit up, so we're going to get to you right now. But I get the last say here. Or not, I don't. Oh. I mean, I never get the last word. But here's the thing is, they may work hard. I'm not saying they don't work hard at their craft, all right? But, the, you know, high school educations are going out like Sean Penn and making pronouncements on foreign policy. Oh, come on, give me a break here. You know,
all right, but
you know, what makes their opinions even more important than just say Kelly's or yours or mine? Because they are a, quote, star?
I understand that, but it doesn't mean that that type of person should put a bad light on all people show business
They're not all like that. They're self-licking ice cream cone. Hey, City Council Rant, you're up.
Thanks. Hi, Carl. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning. Linda, I'm sorry, but Carl's absolutely right on this. The veterans deserve way more than they get, and Hollywood doesn't deserve what they get. But anyway, I'm kind of upset and concerned. I moved up here 9 or 10 years ago because I like the lifestyle up here. I was raised in Sacramento and worked for years in the Bay Area. And I moved up here because I liked that it was a little bit slower pace of life. And all of these accidents on Court Street lately lead me to believe that this is no small town anymore. I don't understand why we, as drivers, can't understand that we're driving the most dangerous invention ever.
Well,
we're driving the most deadly thing on the planet. And we need to watch out for anything that's on the side of the road. It's not up to City Council to move, you know, crosswalks or to put in lights. It's up to you drivers, us drivers, to pay attention and know that this is a very dangerous thing we're doing driving.
You know, it's called responsibility. You know, we go back to responsibility. If you're going to be responsible enough to drive a car, you need to be responsible enough to put the cell phone down, put the latte down, and pay attention because, you know, you hit a person. And by the way, I've gotten nailed on my motorcycle that, you know what, I was just damn lucky. You hit a pedestrian, they're toast.
It's all over.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah.
Can I ask one other quick question?
Sure.
Is it not a possibility for the City Council to lobby the state of California for some sort of benefits for its citizens based on the responsibility that we have for the waterway, the dam, and the electricity that's produced there?
Well,
just like Alaska gets money from the pipeline?
Well, that'd be nice, except, you know, right now the legislature is trying to figure out ways of redistributing the wealth of water to the south. And so to go back and to say, hey, can we be paid for this? When right now there's not even a budget and they can't, and they're delaying payments and they're looking at IOUs. You know, you've got to stop coming up with really good ideas like this, Robert. Your name will be put down, and you'll never get your tax refund. Not that you're going to get it anyway, but, I mean, they'll just, you know, be in 2 years instead of one.
Thanks very much for your time. Have a good morning.
You too.
Hey, Robert, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Randall.
Good morning, folks.
Hey. Morning.
Hey, I loved your little disclaimer there about how many conservatives you can count on one hand in Hollywood who are now presently hiding in the conservative closet.
Well, they are because, you know, and it's right, you know, and you're right because
I know.
If they're known, they all of a sudden they stop working. It's called blacklisting, but it's, you know, and they're screaming about blacklisting for, that, you know, for liberals, but what about conservatives? Unless you're huge.
My next sentence is blacklisting. And I, too, like the other caller, moved up here from the Bay Area 4 years ago. We had a house up here for 20 years. I've been fly fishing and hunting up here. And what I see now happening up here is kind of what's happening in the Bay Area, but I think we're a little bit better than that. But my main topic is I cannot any longer separate the radical liberals, not the conservatives, from the fecal matter that's coming out of the septic tank of Hollywood. I can't give those people my money anymore because those people hate us. They hate conservatives like Linda because I heard her talk about her parents who are conservative. God bless them.
She, you know, Linda. You know, Linda is an artist, but she's also right-minded too.
So am I. I'm an artist as well. I happen to be an artist on a four-string bass. I happen to be a martial artist, and I was the first caller on your show, and I told you to bait your hook with your heart, and I can see that.
That's right. I remember that. Hey, Randall, thank you so much. You've been with us a long time.
That's right, brother. I never miss a call. I went down for a long time with a back injury, but I never missed a show.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm glad you're back.
I want to meet you guys. What time you guys go down to Tobacco and Brew? I love that place.
Well, we go down, you know, it depends. Like today we probably won't, but now tomorrow I'll be going down because we've got that funeral.
And, what?
And, what time?
Well, we'll be down there. Kickstands go up at 10 o'clock, okay. And then they go over to McDonald's Funeral Chapel for Colonel Sweat, and then out to the Igo Cemetery where the ceremony is going to be at 12:45. So for sure we'll be there and
probably Saturday morning.
And, yeah, or Saturday morning we get down there.
That's a good hang on Saturday morning.
But for sure Friday, though.
Okay, yeah. One last thing. I know Patrick as well, Patrick Jones. I voted for him when I first came up here. I haven't really missed any election since I was 18, probably save one. And we got to get you out there with your 30-06 or whatever you're shooting out there up with Pat, because he told me where to go. And I understand that I don't think you've been out there with your fire stick lately since you've been up here.
No, I haven't. You know, man,
that's weak.
I've got a new 300. I know it is. I got a 300 Winchester Magnum with a Trijicon scope on it that I can drive tax with if I ever get outside
well,
to shoot it.
Well, that's called a brush cutter, I'd say. All right, I'm going to let you go. I know you got a lot of people hanging on. Love
we
you
do.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, thanks a lot. Hey, this is Carl in the Bottom Free Fire Radio here on a rainy day. It's bringing everybody up. The phone lines are lit up, and we haven't finished yet. I haven't gotten to State of Jefferson. And I don't know if I will because we've got Heroes and Electric Rates, and who else knows what's coming up? Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here 221-1402. Hey, somebody hung up. Why'd you hang up? Was it taking too long? We can't control the commercials here. Sorry. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley. Locally owned business. Any type of tobacco product that you can possibly imagine, they've got in the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Plus Espresso Joe's. You can get the coffee you want at a much more responsive price there than, okay, cheaper price than you can in other places around town. Great place to go. Yeah, we hang out there. Even, you know, and they do a great job for our community. Now,
don't be intimidated by the rough rider, Harley, tattooed.
They're nice guys.
They're my buddies.
They're pussycats.
They're my babies.
Yeah. Henry, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, Carl. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good
How
morning.
Are you this morning?
Good.
We're
How
doing
are you?
Great.
One last call before I leave town.
You're not leaving forever, are you?
Huh?
You're not leaving forever, are you?
No, but I'm going fishing for 6 weeks.
Oh.
Woo! Okay. Where are you going fishing for 6 weeks?
Oh, I got a home in Baja, too.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's our artist.
Yeah. So I'm going to go down there and get my boat in the water, and I'm going to be sitting on Golden Reef.
Ugh.
And I'll be thinking about all you folks up here in the rain.
Well, we need the rain. You know, that's the thing.
Well,
okay,
that's
Henry.
Fine. You enjoy every minute of it.
Okay, electric.
Anyway, electric. I got my light bill yesterday, and this is something you might want to bring up at the council meeting when you go down there. I noticed at the bottom of my light bill, if the bill was due on February 2nd. If it was not paid by February 2nd, it increased by approximately 5%. Now, I didn't put a pencil to it, but that's close.
Yeah.
10 days later, it gets another 5% increase if you don't pay it. Now, if that goes on, that's 10% in 20 days. I don't know what the usury law says, but it seems to me like, you know, if that goes on for a year, I can't even imagine what the interest would be on that one.
Well, they make $2.1 million in late fees, the utility company does here. $2.1 million a year.
Well,
right?
I understand that, but the fact is if they can't, if a person can't pay their light bill by the second,
they ain't going to pay it.
I mean, why? You're just adding insult to injury.
Well, that's what they're saying at the city council meeting. They say, hey, we need to take a look at these fees, too. I mean, come on. Let's get reasonable here. And why is it the day? What if you're a minute late, you're getting hit with a fee. I mean, why not give a little grace period like everybody else in the world does? And, well, they say it's a business, blah, blah, blah. Plus, they've got you over the barrel, and, you know, they got you bent over the barrel here.
Well, so. I think you're bent over the barrel. Yeah. I think that sums it up right there.
Yep. Hey, thanks a lot, Henry. You have a great time fishing.
I'm going to. I'll be thinking about you, and I'll miss your program.
Well, hey, you know what? If you have a computer access, you can go to freefireradio.com and hear us every day.
I don't have a computer access, nor do I have a telephone, nor do I have mail service.
Well, that sounds like a great way.
And
we'll miss you.
Peace and quiet and nothing to get excited about.
Well.
Okay. Hey.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Henry.
We'll miss you.
You bet.
Thanks.
Bye. Right.
Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Hey, we haven't heard from you for a while. Where have you been?
Oh, I've just been listening, letting other people get a chance to call you.
Okay.
But we got like 30 seconds if you want to talk a little bit and then hang on. Excuse me, hang on to the other side.
I can do that, but real quick, the heroes I'm talking about are, you know, the policemen and the firemen. I've got a nephew and a brother that's a cop or a fireman. I also have other heroes, you know, these kids that live down in the ghettos and the projects that pull themselves up by the bootstraps, go get their education and grow up and move on and become productive instead of living on the dole.
Absolutely. Those are heroes. And, you know, that's what I'm saying is, okay, you can have, you know, if you want to have the Academy Awards, fine, and they pat each other on the ass. But what about the real heroes? What about the real heroes, just like you said, you know, the people that live every day and they stand tall, they shoot straight, they're the good guys. We never hear too much about them. Hey, Daniel, hang on because we got to take a hard break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to talk to Jefferson, the state of Jefferson. We get back and a couple other things. We're going to finish up on this heroes. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. It's Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're talking about heroes right now. Daniel, we love hearing from you, and I just have to say, let me throw in the pot that my hero, besides that I married one, is my father. And I like you said, you know, it really comes from a place where he was in the Korean War. My parents taught me at a very young age. I was never allowed to sleep in. We grew up on a ranch. We had to work with our hands. If I wasn't fixing a fence or pulling weeds or doing something, I had to be doing something. They would not allow me to sit around with my face in front of the TV set. So I thank them at this stage in my life that I have a work ethic. And I think this is something that we should be instilling in our kids today. And Daniel, I know you're that type of guy. You've been really kind to Carl and I. You've come by the station. We've met you, and you're just a guy of great character.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I just, you know, when our schools, you know, the parents, everybody, you know, we need to instill on these young people that they need to go out and take care of themselves and not expect the world to give something to them. They need to give the world something back. You know, leave their own mark.
Well, you know, when they think things are tough in school, when do they go out and have a real boss?
Yeah.
And they call them. We stopped at a place. We stopped at Babaloo's
yesterday.
Yeah, I
was just going to go there.
And they and the people that the kid that was working for him, I'm not coming in today. I don't feel too good. And so here's the owner of the shop. He goes, what do you mean you don't feel good? I mean, you know, you've taken on the responsibility. You want me to pay you and all this, but you know, you don't come in. You know, it's the same type of thing. And it's not all the younger generation, of course, because that younger generation is the ones that are fighting our wars right now. And I tell you, they do stand tall and shoot straight. But there should be class, you know.
He was just saying that, yeah. that there is a tendency these days that we are raising a soft generation that's not really accountable because they get taken care of.
Well, that's true.
More so.
To a point, but then I'd look at this young generation that's fighting a war right now. You know,
well,
that's
you
the
know,
same group.
I guess my biggest point is, you know, I can remember when I was a little itty bitty guy and John Kennedy, you know, he said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Yeah, what happened
And
there?
I'm looking at this whole policy we got coming out right now, and it's just the opposite.
Yeah.
Let's ask what our country can do for us. Let's be on the dole, you know, make the government do everything for everybody.
And it can't. You know what? You know, when the government has enough that it can give something to everybody, it means it's taking it away from everybody. Thomas Jefferson. Hey, thanks a lot, Daniel.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You bet. Stan, you're up.
Yes, sir. I was listening to your show yesterday about the utility problem, about people being kicked out of their homes and whatnot, about not paying their utility bills.
That could be a possibility, yes, if they don't pay it. Yes.
Well, yeah, and I heard on the news this morning that the city council or whoever it is says there's nothing they can do about it because it's a state law, so they have to enforce it. Well, then I heard you get a caller from, I can't remember who it was, but said that he put money on the share thing on his utility bill.
Right.
I think, and you had mentioned that the percentage was low, the people that do that.
I believe that's what they said.
I'm up in arms about it, so I'm now going to, I've never done that, so now I'm going to start doing that to help people and maybe other people out there listening. Let's help people. If the council won't do it, they're our friends and neighbors. Let's help them, I think. So I'm going to start my next utility bill. I'm going to add whatever I can add to it to help people so maybe other people can do so too. That's all I want to say.
Well, you know what, Stan? You are...
true American.
A great guy because, you know what? Because we said the same thing, you know, is that sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. But if we put just, you know, you can put like 1% or 2% of what your bill is on there. If everybody did that, that would help people. But...
Well, go ahead.
No, go on.
Oh, well, I'm just going to say, I do fine now, but there was a time in my life where I had the utility shut off once, and I had quite a few kids, and I know how it is to work hard and have that kind of stuff happen, you know, and now I'm in a, you know, I'm just in a better position now, and I just am kind of just sitting here worried about the council doing something about it, and I'm going to start talking to all my friends and stuff to say, you know, hey, whether it's a buck or whatever you can do, maybe it'll help some family for not being thrown out in the street.
Well, you know, the thing, Stan, is this, is first of all, you have hit on one of the things, too, is that, you know, this can't be an all or nothing. We've got to hit this from different ways, and what you've just done is one way. If we give up, you know, one latte a week, that's $15 a month, you know, unless you go, of course, to Espresso Joe's, and it's cheaper than that. But
yeah.
if you give up that one latte a week, that's $15 a month, and you can add that onto your electric bill or your utility bill, and that's going to help somebody. If everybody did something like that, if they could, then you're going to help a lot of people. But what we're saying also is it shouldn't even get to that point. You know, we're not talking hundreds of thousands of people here. We're talking dozens of families that, if they work with them, perhaps we won't even get to that point. But yet that extra money we put in can help with that. That's, you know, why do we have to turn it off if we, you know, if you're working with a family that's trying to pay is one thing.
Right.
If you got some that just don't want to, then that's their problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what I want to say, and I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Well,
thank
Stan,
you.
We appreciate you listening and what you just said.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stan. You know what's really cool about this? Is that there's something within the spirit that feels good. It's healthy to give. And, you know, of course, back in biblical terms, it's called tithing. And for those who maybe don't go to a church or don't give to something, how wonderful to have that feeling come over you where, what can I do? If there's just something I can do because I'm waiting for other people to make movement, at least what he's doing with whatever that is, that extra money on the bottom, is making a little movement, and that's very noble.
Well, that's what started with the movement that brought all this up to city council. It started with an article, and then the people saw this and saw this wasn't right. And so what this was, you know, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, didn't make any difference. They saw things needed, it wasn't right, and we needed to change it. And what happened is they changed it. They have set this in progress. Now, am I real happy about the idea that it's going to be a committee? No. You know, a committee to me is a scary thing, because when they're talking 6 to 8 weeks or 4 to 6 weeks. I guess I'm just used to the fact you get the committee. If you can't come up with 3 or 4 good ideas in 2 or 3 days, then you got the wrong committee. Anyway, you know what? You know, here's another example of this show. You know,
we were going to be talking about this,
but we lose control of this show the second I say, "Welcome to Free Fire Radio."
The lines are open
because here we go. Good morning. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Jerry?
Great, thank you. I was calling about the utilities, of course, City of Reading.
That's what we're here for.
The city is talking about they're going to have to charge the people who are on the system to help pay the hospital's bill of $300,000. And my husband was asking me, how did they ever let it get that high to start with? And what's the matter with them using all their 2-point-something million fees they collect to pay that bill? And because they're the ones that allowed it to happen.
Well, that's a real good question, Jer.
Because, you know, that the heck with that money going into the general fund to pay for fancy streetlights going up Miracle Mile. They've got 40 of them.
So, we'll have to look into that.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. We'll get hold of, we're going to have, Mary Stiegel's going to be on next week. We're going to have a county supervisor on. We're trying to bring our city council members on one at a time here so y'all can get a, you know, hear what they're saying. But that's a good question. And we're going to, I'll tell you what, we're going to make some phone calls today and we'll try and find out for tomorrow where happens with that, Jerry.
I do listen to you every day.
Well, thank you so much, Jerry. And thanks for this. So,
okay. You take care.
Thank you. And
you
also,
too.
We're going to, I think we're going to open up a blog on our website. We've got our webmaster coming today and working on some things. So keep going to freefireradio.com. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's 50 degrees outside. The time is 8:40. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. We'll see you on the other side of this commercial.
Airport Road, just 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Well, I'll tell you, Carl is on fire today, and it's really great. We've got the phone lines lit up. This is, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'll tell you, the only watch repairman that specializes in high-end watches. So if you've got a battery, you've got a watch that your granddad gave you, what do I do with this? Take it in there. They've got the experts, and it's locally owned. We recommend it. That's where we go. But we've got the phone lines lit up, and we have all kinds of topics. But let's go to caller number two.
Jan, good morning.
Hi. I'm curious to know, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How much the power bill is for heating at City Hall. I would like to know, you know, if they live with 63 degrees in that big space, and I would like to know the temperatures that the city council people keep their houses. My two granddaughters live in 63 degrees, and we dressed for it. And that's not because of their silly decision to evict people. That's because their rates are too high, and then they went and put another rate increase. What are they thinking? I mean, what are they thinking? Their mother is a single mother, and she has had the same job for over 10 years. She works hard, sets a good example, and I do too, set a good example that hard work pays off. Now, listen, she would be better off leaving her job and being at the mercy of the county and the state. And we don't want to do that for the sake of the girls, the grandchildren, because we want them to work hard and to learn that work hard is a good thing. So, anyway, I would like to know that all these people who are imposing these extra taxes on us, how do they live? Do they have to watch their grandchildren be cold? That's it. Okay.
Thank you.
No, thank you so much for calling. It's such a
dilemma.
A dilemma, because she's absolutely right. You know, the rates for REU are lower than PGE. It's the second lowest in the whole state. However, with that in mind, it's still going up. And, you know, nobody likes to see their grandchildren being cold. But so you have to ask the question, what other things can we do to cut back? You know, like how much do they pay for electricity at City Hall? And we've had other people say, why can't they turn off some of these things, you know, when we're going through this?
Her daughter working in the same job for 10 years, setting example.
That's it. You know, this is the people I'm talking about. Yeah. These are the people that are working. They're standing tall. They're trying to do the right thing. And they're getting behind, and so when they get behind, what happens? Then they get hammered. We are too good for that. We are spending way too much money all over this world on frivolous things to not be able to take care of the people that deserve to be taken care of.
Doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing.
Not
you know what? Do the right thing. Stand tall. Mac, we didn't even get to Jefferson State, but it's your turn.
Okay. Hey, thank you, guys, and good morning to
morning.
You.
Good morning.
I don't... I don't think most of the Northern California people know that we have no say-so in the vote of California because we're outnumbered. The majority is down south.
Uh-huh.
They make almost twice the money we do down there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, than we do up here.
Right, right.
And furthermore, our taxes are taxes are based on what they're making down there, and our property tax is sky high here, and we need this Jefferson State.
Well, you know what?
Or we'd have a say so in things.
I tell you what, Paul. Or I'm sorry. I tell you what, Mac. We did not get to this today, and we're going to hold this State of Jefferson show over for tomorrow. And we've got a lot of facts and figures and, you know, things like, you know, this didn't start 40 years ago. This started in the 1850s. They tried to do it right back then. I don't know, that's a little known fact, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what if we had the State of Jefferson? What could we do? Could we actually have a self-contained state up here that takes care of what we believe is important? But so we're going to do that tomorrow, Max. So thank you so much for the phone call.
Okay, guys.
All right.
See you later.
All right. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Yeah, you think it's funny, State of Jefferson, but they don't listen. What are you going to do?
How are we going to make it happen?
We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carla Linda Bott. We've had a caller on holding on for some time. You are in the Free Fire Rapid Zone. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, Carl, Linda. Real quick, relative to all this federal spending, Thomas Mann in 1759 said that a democracy would last only as long as the electorate did not realize that they could elect people that would give them everything they want. It would last that long, and it would finally end up in a dictatorship. I go back to Germany in 1921. Take care, and you guys have a great day.
Hey, Jim, thanks for waiting.
Wow.
Chuck, you're up.
My hero is our new president. He just signed an executive order to close on Guantanamo and move them all to Alcatraz in Pelosi's district.
Well, you know, we were.
Oh man!
You know,
wouldn't that be sweet?
Well, that yeah, but you know what they're already saying is that
woo!
Like they said, well, why not Leavenworth? You know, it's a federal prison, and of course, the state of Kansas went just levitated like 3 feet up off the ground and said, "Wait a minute, Leavenworth is in the middle of a city here. You know, we interact with these people, and you're just making it a terrorist target. Why don't you just paint a bullseye on us?"
Well, but putting in population, the population in Leavenworth can take care of.
It probably would, but you know what? That's probably true. But you know, putting in Alcatraz may be a good idea. You know, if that's a target.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Fine too.
Oh yeah, you know, just say, oh gosh, what happened there? Just this big mushroom shaped cloud. I didn't mean it like that. I did not mean that. Okay. Anyway, hey, thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Oh, quote of the day, right
quote
there.
Of the day. You know what? I think it's probably a good thing we don't have a camera in here because people seeing what goes on in the, you know, in between, you know, we're running around out here trying to get all this stuff done. And, you know, and if it was in color, you could see our producer turning red, different shades of red.
Okay, now tomorrow, we are going to talk about the State of Jefferson. I mean, is it plausible? Is it feasible? What do we do? How can we do it? What do you think, et cetera? Of course, we want to always direct you to freefireradio.com. We're taking your emails. We're answering your emails. We're going to be starting a blog and a Facebook and interacting with you any way we can to give you a voice.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that we welcome your opinions on our site there at freefireradio.com. You can go in there and you can post your opinions on there. All you have to do is write them down, you know, we take a look at them, make sure that you haven't insulted anybody too much. And then
we
get a few.
Ouch.
And then, and we put it on like that. But the big thing too is that continue to interact in your community. This show is for you all. You know, like I said, you know, this is organized chaos. You know, we have all the stuff we were going to talk about, and it started with the first phone call, and we switched because it's your show. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the State of Jefferson, But the other thing I'd like to talk about, too, is, and we talked about it a little bit today, is that the funeral, the ceremony for Colonel James E. Sweat is going to be tomorrow. It's going to be at 11 o'clock at McDonald's Chapel. That starts at 11, and at 12:45 out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery at IGO, he will be remembered there too. There's going to be, it looks like, Marine Honor Guards, a flyover, there's going to be a lot of people there. And it might be something, if you're not doing anything at that point in the day, why don't you go on out there and honor this man, this true hero, this is a Reading resident. His family's from here, around here, and the fact is that he's a magnificent gentleman. And he was one of those that walked tall and shot straight. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to be talking about the state of Jefferson again. But we're also like to, probably start out, and I almost hate to say this, and just in the last couple of minutes, is that it looks like the bailout is up to $4 trillion. And something that's happened that just kind of really, we're going to talk a little bit about that, about when she started giving politicians that type of money, what do you think is going to happen with it? They're going to start funneling it to the plate, to their districts, right? Which makes the districts even owe them more, which is, kind of like one of our callers just said, the more money you give them, the more money they send down there, the longer they're going to stay in there, and they want to perpetuate this. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. Next week, we've got city council, board of supervisors, and a couple other surprises for you. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?